Hey, this is James Parton on the Edge, and I want to talk to you about movies. I love movies. You love movies. Everybody loves movies. That's one of my favorite activities to do on the weekend. You know, if there's nothing going on music-wise or arts or entertainment or sports or whatever, if there's nothing going on, you know, with festivals, and it's the middle of winter and you just want to stay inside and keep warm, I love to watch movies. You know, it can be on Prime, it can be on Netflix, it can be on HBO, I don't really care. There hasn't been a lot since the pandemic. But I did find a jewel. It was a 2017 movie. It starred Michael Keaton. And Dylan O'Brien. And what the story centers around is this character called Mitch Rapp. He had a girlfriend, Katrina Harper, and they're vacationing in Spain. And, they're at the beach and they're wanting to maybe celebrate. Mitch is actually thinking about asking her to marry him. And everything's going all well until on the beach there's this a group of jihadists which lands on the beach, and they start firing automatic rifles at everybody on the beach. People are going down one person after another. Boom, boom, boom. Person gets hit in the chest, in the head. They're bleeding. They're dead, meanwhile, Mitch sees his girlfriend right there, and he's trying to rush back to her because he had went to get them something to drink. At the local tiki bar that they had there. But then once this all happens, he's, trying to do a mad dash to protect his future intended. And the closer he gets, more people are dying or more people falling on the beach. Then she gets shot. And he just gets to her and he's looking at her. And as he gets right to her, the jihadist just comes up and shoots her again, and she's dead. And from that point on, Mitch has decided he is going to avenge her death. So he trains for 18 months, and he becomes an expert in martial arts and marksmanship, and he's going to get the terrorist. He's going to get whoever is responsible for his girlfriend's death. And he sets up a meeting to become, he goes undercover and says, I want to join the jihadist movement. I want to be on your side and get the infidels. And he works his way in to try to get them. And he gets very close to one of the people who's responsible for the death of his girlfriend. And they kidnap him and they tie him up and they start to torture him. And, he's still trying to get loose, and he's messing up some of the answers, and they're thinking about killing him. But all of a sudden, a CIA force is busted in there and gets him out. And, from that point on, the CIA is interested in recruiting him to become one of their operatives. Meanwhile, there's other things going on, that there's weapon grades, nuclear material, which is suddenly missing from a Russian facility. So they put, Mitch on this special team called Orion, and they're hoping to get him involved in locating that. They team him up with a guy, an ex-military guy, and that's played by Michael Keaton. He was a veteran, Cold War person. He was a Navy SEAL, and he's going to train, Mitch, to help and locate this nuclear material. But the problem is, Michael Keaton's character, which is called Stan Hurley, is all by the rules type of guy. And Mitch just doesn't play that. He goes rogue. He lets his emotions get to him, and he will do things when he's not supposed to. Now, the lucky thing is, the way this movie's playing out, that they make a great team, because, you know, sometimes you have to play by the rules, and sometimes you have to go rogue. And you know, I believe that this is a movie that will capture your interest. There's constant action. There's constant, you know, drama being played out in front of you. And the quality of the actors and the actresses in this movie are like top notch. So if you're looking for a movie that's going to intrigue you, that is not just going to be another Hallmark movie or another Lifetime movie, and, you know, keep you on the edge of your seat, then you want to watch American Assassin. And I watched it this weekend on Prime, so check it out. You'll like it, and, you know, maybe we can all get back into movie watching if we can find a few more jewels like this. So take care and have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.